Well, good morning. Welcome to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. It is Monday, December 4th, 2023, 9:06 a.m. on this Monday morning. I'm your host, David Boyle, joined in studio by San Juan Record Editor Bill Boyle. Good morning, Bill. Good
morning, David.
How are we doing today?
Doing great.
Good deal.
Doing great. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good. Yeah, nice weekend. Seemed to warm up a little bit here in Monticello. Looks like in the forecast, maybe it'll stay warm too.
Maybe the snow will start to melt a little bit.
Yeah. So that'll be interesting to watch. Well, once again, it is the morning show on Red Rock 92. Morning show sponsor Redtail Air Connections offers weekly air service from Canyonlands Regional Airport in Moab to Salt Lake City International Airport. You can book today at flyredtail.com or call 435-259-7421. Well, again, it is that Christmas time of year, and with that, the Manti La Salle Forest Service is selling Christmas tree permits, so you can go up on the forest and cut down a Christmas tree. Of course, those fees are $10 a tree, and there's a bunch of regulations, things you need to know. Tree height can't be more than 20 feet. Stump height 12 inches, stump diameter 5 inches maximum. They want you to make sure that you measure that as you select your tree. Of course, there's a lot of places you can and can't cut your trees, so be aware of that. You're not allowed to cut within 200 feet of riparian areas, so lakes and streams, or campgrounds, picnic areas, administrative sites, or within designated closed areas showed on tree cutting maps. You can find those tree cutting maps and go ahead and find those permits, buy them at recreation.gov. But it's a fun Christmas tradition for folks, and it's available now. So good way to start December, I guess.
And 20 feet is the limit, huh?
Yeah, I don't know anyone that will use that full limit, but if you're thinking about it, that's where the limit is.
I was on the road this weekend a little bit, and I passed a few cars that were hauling trees that probably came pretty close to that 20-foot limit.
Yeah.
It's a big living room.
Yes, it is. Yep. Yeah, bigger than mine, for sure. I guess we may be able to fit it if we lay it down, I guess.
You have to open the door to get the...
Yeah. I wouldn't go back up. It would just stay on the ground.
Yeah. But, I mean, because the end would be poking out the door.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Yep. Yeah, that's true.
Man, it'd make the entryway smell good, though.
Yeah, it would. Yep, yeah. It'd be really enticing for local critters, I guess. Well, it is the morning show. Excuse me, it is the morning show on Red Rock 92. We've got a lot of local news and happenings for you throughout the Red Rock listening area. We've got a little bit more information from Utah State University's 17th president, Elizabeth Cantwell. She began her tenure with a listening tour of USU campuses. That included visiting USU Blanding and USU Moab. That happened earlier in November. That listening tour in Blanding included meetings with community leaders, USU Blanding staff, and students. Cantwell said the visit was a conscious mention of listening. One of the things she heard from the community leaders was a plea for the campus to optimize its capacity to serve the community. Cantwell said that the original concept for community engagement for land-grant schools was that there would be research that went on directly translated into the community. Community needs served by its research and translation. She said, over many years, they understand what the Cooperative Extension Office does for agriculture and maybe for some aspects of community health, but she says there's a lot more that an institution like this does that can get translated into everything from the local energy companies to public K-12 education, even community politics. One example Cantwell gave of service to the community that would include USU's ability to obtain grants through economic development agencies from the U.S. Department of Commerce. She said that universities are usually received well to hold grants to address community needs. She also talked about many other aspects at USU's local campuses. When asked about USU's commitment to serving indigenous populations, she says it's the same as serving all populations. She said, however, Native nations are independent nations, so our commitment is to work with those nations and their students with appropriate respect and to serve their needs as they express them. She says, I think we do okay at that. I suspect that the intersection of native knowledge and the way that we think about and ideate knowledge in the traditional higher education setup in the U.S., there's a big zone for learning in both directions. As part of that commitment, Cantwell did share that the USU Monument Valley building is in progress. She said, quote, that building will get built and will have a remarkable capacity for the nation to have students at the high school begin to both influence and integrate into USU with physical proximity. So that place has a capacity to grow into something really unique. So again, that was part of a conversation I was able to have with President Cantwell, who's anxious to get that new tenure underway and had a listening tour. It was really interesting to chat with her.
Yeah, that sounded like a great visit. What an amazing growth in Utah State campuses. I've always had the extension service, but now we've got satellite campuses all over the state.
Yeah. Yeah, she really emphasized the idea that, you know, USU is a land-grant university, so, you know, it came about from sale of state lands, and that's what funded it, and so there's an obligation, she talked about, to not only serve the community, but to be financially responsible to continue to serve the community for hundreds of years. So anyways, part of that, again, she really emphasized was also improving USU's research capacity, which I think mostly will be housed in Logan, but, you know, I think may occur at these satellite campuses as well. So it'll be really interesting to see, you know, what sort of changes come about. USU, again, not certain, but there's been a few USU presidents since we've been here, and they haven't necessarily, you know, pushed as loudly about an agenda to maybe change things. After listening, you know, again, the big emphasis was that she was listening to folks for feedback, but she seems to have a vision for Utah State, and so it'll be interesting to see how that vision gets implemented and changed. Again, we've seen, like you said, Bill, we've seen tremendous growth in these satellite campuses over the years.
Yeah, you know, and they always had the extension outreach, but it was with the College of Eastern Utah campus in Price was absorbed into Utah State, and of course then Blanding campus is the same step there, but this beautiful new campus building in Moab and building in Monument Valley and community centers throughout the area.
Yeah, so really, really interesting. Be interesting to see that moving forward. Once again, it is the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. We've got more local news and happenings coming your way this morning. We'll take a quick break. Before we do that, another quick word from a sponsor. As you know, Energy Fuels, operating right here in San Juan County, is powering America's economy by producing many of the resources essential for clean energy. We'll take a quick break and be right back.
Diamond Propane in Blanding, Utah is the only locally owned and operated propane dealer in San Juan County. Call Dennis today at 435-558-5635 to fill your tank while prices are low. Diamond Propane provides bulk or residential propane and sells or leases tanks. That number again is 435-558-5635. Diamond Propane is a proud sponsor of local high school sports.
Looking to buy, sell, or refinance your home or property? Ask for the professionals at Anderson Oliver Title Insurance Agency. Anderson Oliver Title has provided title insurance and real estate closing services in San Juan and Grand Counties for 25 years. Anderson Oliver Title isn't just another out-of-town company. It's the only locally owned and operated title company in southeastern Utah. The owners and employees at Anderson Oliver Title are excited to support our communities and are proud to support high school athletics and activities.
Did you know that rare earth elements produced at the White Mesa Mill in Blanding are crucial to the U.S. military? In fact, every F-35 Lightning fighter jet requires around 920 pounds of these elements. Rare earths are also used in night vision goggles, missile guidance, and satellite communications. Energy Fuels is proud to play a role in bringing these critical supply chains back to the U.S. Learn more at energyfuels.com.
Do you enjoy working with children? Care About Childcare is looking for people who are interested in starting their own childcare business in San Juan County. Startup costs and a $2,500 grant are available for family childcare providers. A $10,000 grant is available for childcare centers. Funding is limited. Call 435-613-5619 to learn more. Funded by DWS through the ARPA Discretionary Fund.
Get ready for the ultimate holiday excitement at Ute Mountain Casino. Saturdays in December, don't miss our Holly Jolly Folly Drawings at 6 p.m., 8 p.m., and 10 p.m., offering a chance to win up to $1,000 in prizes. With special New Year's Eve drawings starting at 6 p.m., complimentary party favors and entertainment. Create unforgettable holiday memories and a sensational New Year's bash with us at Ute Mountain Casino.
Well, good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. Quick word from a sponsor. Did you know that San Juan County Clean Energy Foundation is investing in our community? Apply today at sanjuancountycleanenergy.org. David Boyle and Bill Boyle in studio. It's Monday, December 8th, 2023, 9:18 a.m. Taking a look at news in the Red Rock listening area. Of course, devastating news out of the city of Cortez. Earlier last week, Sergeant Michael Moran initiated a traffic stop for reckless driving and was shot by a suspect. That suspect later shot and killed. That person has been identified. That man killed was Jason Campbell, 44 years old, from Ogden. Montezuma County coroner, according to a report from the Durango Herald, the coroner at Montezuma County said Campbell, the suspect, died from at least one gunshot wound, but he declined to say how many times he was shot. He said some wounds appeared to be grazing wounds. He added that they're trying to sort things out still. He also confirmed that Moran died from at least one gunshot wound, but he declined to say how many times the officer was shot, saying he wanted that information to come from law enforcement. The suspect had a mother who lives in Utah and a son who is under the age of 18. The suspect also may have ties to Albuquerque. Again, Moran originally stopped Campbell on suspicion of reckless driving. At some point during the traffic stop, Campbell fired a gun at the officer before driving away, according to the police, Cortez Police Department. Law enforcement has released few details about the shooting, including whether Campbell got out of his vehicle before firing a shot or whether Moran returned fire. No motive has been given about why Campbell fired at Moran. It's really tragic, tragic news in Cortez, a community in mourning. And we do know now about funeral services for Sergeant Michael Moran. Do need to emphasize, though, that these are not open to the public. The Moran family and Cortez Police Department greatly express the community's support, they say in a release. However, the funeral will not be open to the public. The public is invited to watch the service on local news stations and will be live streamed. Link will be provided. They'll also invited to stand along Main Street between Chestnut and Harrison Street to view the procession. That funeral is going to be held Wednesday morning at 10 a.m. at the Cortez Recreation Center. So with that, the rec center is going to be closed during that time, and we'll take a check too. I think maybe some additional hours as well. But once again, it's not the funeral is not open to the public. Cortez Police Department patrol vehicle is parked outside the police department for receiving of care notes and other forms of support that the public may want to leave for the Moran family. Donations also can be made through the Colorado Fallen Hero Foundation, as the Cortez Police Department and the town of Cortez are mourning the loss of Sergeant Michael Moran.
Yeah, what a tragic story all the way around. A man in the line of duty making a simple traffic stop said that there was a report of erratic driving was what triggered that stop, and all the details are still coming out, and some may never be known. There was another woman in the car with the suspect and was detained for a short period of time, but was released. So there was only one suspect, and that suspect is deceased, and still trying to get information on this man from Ogden with ties to Albuquerque at some point, but still a lot of unanswered questions and a lot of pain and suffering in the Cortez community, and our condolences to everyone who suffered a tremendous loss.
Yeah, absolutely. Just a terrible, terrible event in Cortez, and incredible outreach, seems like, to the department and Moran's family at this time. So once again, the funeral services for Sergeant Michael Moran will be Wednesday at 10 a.m. at the Recreation Center in Cortez. However, that is not open to the public. They will be providing a link so folks can watch the procession or the funeral if they choose, but not open to the public. Again, it is the morning show on Red Rock 92. With that leads into our next segment of funeral services throughout the Red Rock area.
Yeah, so once again, the services for Sergeant Moran are Wednesday. Funeral services for James Rodney Tibbetts of Moab begin at 11 a.m. on Thursday at Spanish Valley Mortuary. Memorial services for Larry Richmond begin at 2 p.m. on Friday at the Blanding Stake Center of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Richmond passed away on November 29th. And there'll be a memorial service in January for Catherine Ann Evans of Cortez. She passed away on November 20th. For more information on these and other services, check the local newspapers or the websites for Ertel Funeral Home, Spanish Valley Mortuary, or the San Juan Mortuary.
Very good. Thanks for sharing those, Bill. Again, just additional information about that funeral service. You know, they're using the city property for it. And so the Cortez Recreation Center, the gym will close at noon tomorrow, and the entire facility closing at 5:30 on tomorrow, Tuesday. And then the Recreation Center will be closed all day on Wednesday. So that will impact any scheduled classes and reservations that will be canceled during that time. So that's all part of the preparations for Sergeant Michael Moran's funeral services, which will be Wednesday at 10 a.m. Again, those are not open to the public. Again, it is the morning show on Red Rock 92. Another word from a morning show sponsor, Redtail Air Connections offers weekly air service from Canyonlands Regional Airport in Moab to Salt Lake City International Airport. You can book today at flyredtail.com or call 435-259-7421. Once again, it's the morning show on Red Rock 92. We'll take another quick break and be right back.
Moab Heat and Cool, your Bryant Whatever It Takes dealer, reminds you it's time to clean and tune up your furnace this winter. Check out this unbelievable special for Red Rock 92 listeners. Right now, get a full furnace cleaning and service for only $99. Don't miss the big Red Rock Radio Winter Furnace Tune-Up Special. Call Moab Heat and Cool right now at 259-1519. That's 259-1519. Take advantage of the big $99 furnace special this winter with Moab Heat and Cool, your Bryant Whatever It Takes dealer.
Come fly with me, let's fly away.
Redtail Air Connections is offering weekly air service to Salt Lake City. Fly in and out of your friendly Canyonlands Regional Airport to Salt Lake City International Airport. Arrive only 15 minutes before your scheduled flight, no long TSA lines, and a quick one-hour flight time. The easiest booking process and treated like a VIP. Book online today at flyredtail.com or by calling 435-259-7421. Come fly with us.
Get Thanks Grilling this month with Choice Building Supply Ace Hardware in Cortez, where friends don't let friends bake a turkey. Check out the red hot buys on Traeger, Weber, Big Green Egg, and Bayou Classic grills, smokers, and fryers. Kick it up a notch with sales on Chefs and Bayou Brine mixes. Plus, Choice Building Supply is your holiday headquarters with everything you need to wrap your home in the spirit of the season. All that and lots more this month at Choice Building Supply, Ace Hardware in Cortez.
Everyone at Walker Drug, Moab's Everything Store, wishes you and yours a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. A hearty thank you for everyone's support throughout 2023. Come visit us for great Christmas sales throughout the store featuring items for the whole family and your last-minute gifts. Safe travels this holiday season from all of us at Walker Drug, Moab's Everything Store, right next to Walker's True Value.
San Juan County Adult Education empowers students to gain the technical, business, or college skills necessary to enter the workforce. At San Juan County Adult Education, adult learners are given the opportunity to reach their personal, educational, and career goals. Students can earn a high school diploma, obtain a GED, increase their wage-earning potential, and decrease barriers to self-reliance. To learn more, visit any USU Learning Center in San Juan County or email Gina Grover at jgrover@sjsd.org.
Get a beautiful smile and a healthy one too with the help of Castle Valley Orthodontics. Hi, I'm Dr. Daniel Cowley, owner of Castle Valley Orthodontics. Having a beautiful smile is a great reason to get braces, but there are many other reasons for considering orthodontic treatment. Proper orthodontic treatment prevents future dental problems such as uneven wear on teeth, speech difficulties, problems chewing, and even health problems like sleep apnea. A beautiful and healthy smile is what you get from Castle Valley Orthodontics. Call us today for a free consultation at 435-637-2222.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. It is Monday, December 4th, 2023, 9:29 a.m.
Today, December 4th, the number one song 44 years ago today, 1979, you just heard it, was Babe by Styx. I was shocked to hear this, but the song was Styx's first and only U.S. number one hit. I don't think they qualify as one-hit wonders because they had a lot of good music, but this was the only one that made it all the way to number one. Dennis DeYoung wrote this song as a birthday present for his wife. Anyway, it's a great song. Today is National Get Your Christmas List to Santa Claus Day. Don't delay. This is probably the most important list that you'll make all year long, and it's going to be due. There's a lot of postal traffic, and I guess you could email it, but still, they want them today so the work crews can get going on your list. And so there's that list that you send. There's two lists that Santa keeps. Don't worry about which one you're on, but you want to be on the nice list, I guess. It's also National Sock Day, National Cookie Day, and Global Fat Tire Bike Day.
Global, huh?
Global, yeah. These fat tire bikes are everywhere. They've had the Fat Tire Bike Festival in Moab for decades now, but... Fat Tire Bike Day. Birthdays today, actress Marissa Tomei is 59 years old today. Boy, she's been in lots of great movies. My favorite's My Cousin Vinny. She was awesome, but...
Won an Oscar for that, didn't she?
She should have if she didn't. She did win an Oscar. I'll have to look that up. She played Aunt May in, I was going to say, the most recent Spider-Man movies, but there's been... A new Spider-Man movie of one type or another seems to come out about every weekend, but she was a memorable Aunt May on that. Jeff Bridges' birthday today. Happy birthday to that actor. He's also brought home a number of awards. Let me see. Who else? Jay-Z. He's not quite in the classic hits category yet, but singer, songwriter, producer... Anyway, lots and lots of birthdays today. Local birthdays Becky Frankum Acton and Ryan Holt have birthdays today. We had weekend birthdays for Roy Romero, Brian Bowering, Kay Shumway. Our birthday shout-outs are brought to you by Valerie Brown at Real Estate Resolutions in Moab, a full-service brokerage for all your real estate needs. Give Valerie a call at 435-260-2808. If you want to give a birthday shout-out on the morning show or any other shout-out, give us a call, 435-587-2277, or email info@redrock92.com.
All right, Bill, I've been doing research, and I was correct. Marissa Tomei won the Academy Award for Best Supporting Actress for her role in My Cousin Vinny.
My Cousin Vinny.
And a little bit of trivia for you. Do you know where My Cousin Vinny was filmed?
New Jersey.
No, it was filmed in Monticello.
Ah, which one?
Monticello, Georgia.
Oh, very good.
Yeah. So, yeah.
So that was the fictional town that it was set in?
No, it was filmed in Monticello, Georgia.
Huh.
Is where it was. Yeah. So, yeah. My cousin Vinny, research on the morning show, keeping us busy.
Well, Marissa Tomei, she's awesome.
Yeah. Happy birthday to her. Again, it's the morning show on Red Rock 92. Morning show sponsor Redtail Air Connections offers weekly air service from Canyonlands Regional Airport in Moab to Salt Lake City International Airport. You can book today at flyredtail.com or call 435-259-7421. Morning show is also sponsored by Energy Fuels, powering America's economy by providing many of the resources essential for clean energy. Once again, it's a morning show on Red Rock 92. Up next, the job fair, job opportunities in the Red Rock listening area. We'll send you over to that and be back with the local and regional sports reports. Stick with us. It's the morning show here on Red Rock 92.
Listen every day for the on-air job fair on Red Rock 92. The job fair is broadcast 9 times a day, throughout the day, every day.
Canyonlands Care Center, Moab Senior Care Facility, is searching for RNs, LPNs, and CNAs. These are full-time positions with benefits. Come join an amazing and caring team. Please contact Canyonlands Care Center at 435-719-4400 or stop by at 390 Williams Way, just behind the hospital in Moab. LeGrand Johnson in Moab and Peak Ready Mix in Durango are hiring Ready Mix drivers. You must have a valid Class A or B CDL license and a med card. $24 to $27 an hour depending on experience, with competitive pay and amazing benefits. Text 385-415-2535 or apply at peakreadymix.com. San Juan County has openings in a number of positions, including planning and zoning administrator, health educator in the public health department, and light equipment operators. Other positions include Children's Justice Center Director, Prosecutorial Assistant, and Corrections Officer, in addition to part-time Senior Center Aides, Community Marking Coordinator, and EMTs. San Juan County offers excellent pay and a generous benefits package for full-time employees. Get more information and apply at sanjuancounty.org or contact Crystal Brake at 435-587-3225. White Mesa Travel Center is seeking an experienced convenience store manager with retail and fuel administration experience. They're also seeking an assistant manager. And Cuchu's Restaurant at Ute Mountain Casino Hotel seeks an experienced chef for the Chef Perron role. 3+ years experience as a room chef, chef de cuisine, or sous chef. Culinary school training is preferred and experience in a fast-paced, high-volume environment. Also, openings for cooks and sous chefs. Wages on experience up to $20.72 per hour. Full benefit packages available, including vacation and holidays. Download an application at utemountaincasino.com/careers and submit with your resume to employment at utemountaincasino.com or call Human Resources at 970-564-6127 for more information. Grand County School District needs you. There are lots of vacancies. Openings are in food service, custodial work, teacher's assistants, bus drivers, after-school programs, special education, or keeping teens on track to graduate at the new Student Career and Success Center. Wages are up across the board for full and part-time vacancies, and they offer great benefits, retirement, and holidays and weekends off. Get a job that matches your child's schedule and makes a difference. Apply at grandschools.org and click on the Employment tab to learn more. Blue Mountain Meats in Monticello is seeking a Class A licensed driver for regional deliveries 2 nights a week on the road with weekends off. The position pays $50,000 to $65,000 a year with benefits that include health insurance, matching 401k, and paid time off. Contact William Weatherford or Scott Frost at 435-587-2289. The Utah Department of Health and Human Services Division of Child and Family Services has multiple positions for qualified candidates to work in the Moab and Blanding area for senior assistant caseworkers, caseworkers/social service workers, and a licensed clinical therapist. Come join a team to help keep our children safe by connecting families to resources and services designed to strengthen families. For more information, visit www.dcfs.utah/gov under the About tab today. Triple J Construction is looking for experienced construction hands. Pay is $30 to $50 an hour, depending on construction knowledge and experience. please call 435-259-9988 or email office@triplejmoab.com. Lisbon Valley Mine has a number of open positions, including mechanics, senior mine engineer, and chief mine engineer. Lisbon Mine offers year-round full-time employment with competitive wages and excellent benefits, including medical, dental, vision, holiday pay, referral bonuses, and paid time off. To apply, send a resume to applications@lisbonmine.com. For more information, go to www.lisbonmine.com/careers. Lisbon Valley Mining Company mines and produces copper within Utah's Lisbon Valley, located in LaSalle, Utah. Blue Mountain Hospital in Blanding has a variety of open positions. Registered nurses are needed in many departments, including director of nursing, operating room RN, and registered nurse. They're also seeking a radiology ultrasound tech and food services associate. Blue Mountain Hospital offers an incredible work experience and atmosphere with great people, compensation, and benefits. Apply today at bmhutah.org/careers. Find rewarding and satisfying work at Utah Navajo Health System. Currently seeking employees for a wide variety of positions, including medical, dental, behavioral, and support functions at locations across the Northern Navajo Nation and Southeast Utah. UNHS strives to hire the most talented and optimistic employees in the healthcare sector. Check out unhsinc.org/careers for a complete list of current job openings.
Listen every day for the on-air job fair on Red Rock 92. If you want to participate, give us a call at 435-587-2277 or email info@redrock92.com.
During this holiday season, all of us at Performance Ford of Moab are thankful for many things like our local credit unions and banks, businesses and business owners, and especially all the folks who live in this beautiful area and the surrounding communities. We want to show our thankfulness to you by offering extra savings through the end of the year, starting with a 10% locals discount on service and up to $250 towards accessories when you purchase a new or pre-owned vehicle. Come in and check it out at 1805 South Highway 191. We're thankful for you at Performance Ford of Moab. It's that easy.
Exclusions may apply. See store for details.
Tony and his staff at the Moab Fiesta Mexicana wish you and your family a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Come in and enjoy our daily specials this holiday season. Tuesday is burrito night with rice and beans for just $8.95. Kids eat free Wednesdays and Thursdays from the kids menu, one child per adult. Friday night is margarita night with margaritas for just $8.95. And Saturday is fajita night with beef, chicken, and veggies for only $16.95. From all of us at the Moab Fiesta Mexicana, Feliz Navidad.
Cinch IT, not just your average IT service. We're fast and friendly, helping businesses like yours overcome tech challenges. Our experienced team offers an array of cybersecurity services, including data backup, email traffic monitoring, and malware removal. We're local, providing swift on-site assistance whenever you need it. Say goodbye to long waits and hello to immediate help. Don't wait. Connect with Cinch IT today for a free consultation. Call or text Ben at 435-359-8229 or head to cinchit.com. Propel your business to new heights with Cinch IT.
You don't have to be sidelined by sports injuries in San Juan County. Precision Rehab provides physical therapy in Monticello and Blanding, as well as Montezuma Creek and Monument Valley, where our therapists have helped athletes of all ages get back in the game since 1996. Precision Rehab is dedicated to restoring you and your loved ones to peak performance when pain and injury slow you down. We offer innovative, effective treatments that make a difference. Treatment is covered by most insurances, including Medicare. Call 435-678-3869 for an appointment. That's 435-678-3869. Or find out more at precisionrehabutah.com.
Desert Rivers Credit Union is proud to team up with the communities in our corner of the state. A nationwide network of ATMs and branches, full line of mortgage products, local decision making, low fees and great rates for every credit score are just a few of the things we bring to the team. And to top it off, we are for people, not profit. Come by and meet our team at one of our four branch locations or visit DesertRiversCU.com. We love our communities and are proud to support our youth.
Red Rock 92 High School Sports, I'm Rhett Siffer.
It was a ridiculously busy weekend, and I'll just hit some highlights here. Starting with basketball, the Monument Valley girls got two wins, while the White Horse and Montezuma Cortez girls and Monument Valley and White Horse boys each got one at the Jerry Richardson Memorial in Shiprock. The Montezuma Cortez boys won two games at the Antelope Canyon Classic in Page. The Mancos girls won all three of their games, and the Nucla girls won two of three at the Cowboys Shootout in Meeker. The Dove Creek girls picked up a win at the Mountaintop Classic in Lahara. The Dolores boys won two games at the Thunderbird Shootout in Mosca. The San Juan and Grand County girls both beat Providence Hall in home games, and the Monticello boys got a win over Merritt Prep on the road. On the wrestling mats, the San Juan Broncos scored 390 points to dominate the Red Rocks Invitational in Moab. Dove Creek was third with 219 points, and Mancos finished fifth. And the White Horse wrestlers finished 23rd at the Panguitch Invitational. Send scores and updates to sports at sjrnews.com. That's a look at local high school sports on Red Rock 92.
Well, good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. It is Monday, December 4th, 2023. Glad you've joined us for another edition of the show. It's 9:44 a.m. on this beautiful morning, start of the work week. Let's take a look. Have the local sports report. Let's take a look at the regional sports report now. And we'll start with the NFL, and all good things come to an end, including Denver's win streak. They lost in Houston yesterday to the Texans 22-17. And Arizona got a win in Pittsburgh yesterday, the Cardinals beating the Steelers 24-10. Those are NFL scores. Let's take a look at the NBA, our regional NBA teams over the weekend. Denver in Phoenix on Friday, the Nuggets getting the 119-111 win over the Suns, 21 points for Nikola Jokic. Jusuf Nurkić, the leading scorer for Phoenix, with 31 points in the loss. Denver also was in Sacramento on Saturday, and they lost that matchup 123-117. Taking a look, I already mentioned Phoenix. Their loss to Denver on Friday. Saturday, though, they bounced back, winning over Memphis 116-109. Devin Booker with 34 points. Finally, the Utah Jazz over the weekend. They hosted the Portland Trail Blazers and beat Portland in overtime 118-113. Colin Sexton with 25 points in the win for the Jazz. Well, that'll do it for the regional sports report, and with it, this edition of the Red Rock Morning Show. Really glad that you joined us this morning, and we look forward to chatting with you tomorrow. Until then, have a great Monday.